From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with stories about two people intimately involved in efforts to solve the financial crisis. In a moment, we'll hear some reviews of how Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is doing so far. But first, the chair of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Sheila Bair.
The crisis all began with subprime mortgages, the fall in home values, and rising rates of foreclosure. And Bair has stressed that preventing more foreclosures is key to getting the economy back on track. NPR's Yuki Noguchi talked with the FDIC chair.
Sheila Bair has been urging banks to rework troubled home loans and cut their losses. 2 years ago, that was a pretty radical stance that put her at odds with many investors, banks, and other government officials. But now she says the administration shares her view, which is why she was confused when she opened the newspaper this morning.
I was a little surprised by that Wall Street Journal headline.
The front page story cast Bair as critical of recent moves to shore up financial institutions while not helping struggling homeowners. It suggested that's become a source of tension between Bair and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. That, she says, is inaccurate.
So I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just expressing a general frustration that we haven't been able to find the political consensus to coalesce against a really, you know, behind a really aggressive, more aggressive measures to help borrowers. But I do think, I think the president, I think Secretary Paulson, I think Ben Bernanke are all committed to doing more to help borrowers. They see the need there as well.
Bair says just deferring payments, which is often what happens now, is no fix. She advocates resetting troubled mortgages at no more than 38% of the borrower's income. She talks of insuring lenders if a reworked loan defaults a second time. She says some of the $700 billion rescue package can and should be spent to give lenders financial incentives to rework loans. Bair says she recognizes these and other possible measures might not be popular with lenders or with people who've responsibly paid their mortgage. But, in effect, she says, life's not fair.
And I think that's really what it's in everybody's economic interest to do right now. We're never going to dig out of this unless we just accept the fact that a lot of these loans should not have been made. They need to be made affordable where you have a borrower who's willing to stay in the house and keep making payments. And we just need to recognize that up front and do a permanent modification. And we're not going to dig ourselves out of this unless we do that.
John Taylor is president of the National Community Reinvestment Coalition and agrees with Bair.
I'm very pleased with Sheila Bair's guts and stand on these things, because she really is trying to focus the leadership on where it needs to be in addition to bailing out Wall Street. And I think what she's doing is she's encouraging others in the administration to really shift much of their focus in the area of foreclosure prevention.
But essentially, reworking some 4 million troubled home loans is an extreme financial challenge. Karen Weaver is global head of Deutsche Bank's securitization research.
I think the basic issue of fairness here is going to be a big problem.
If Uncle Sam steps in to reduce one homeowner's mortgage payment, what's to prevent a neighbor from skipping payments in hopes of getting the same deal?
If you are too generous with modifications or give them too easily, then you're discouraging people from really trying to fulfill their obligation on their own.
Sheila Bair says any way out is going to be imperfect.
And yes, maybe we're helping somebody who should not have taken that mortgage. Maybe they should have known better. You know, there are probably a lot of people out there. But at the end of the day, it's in our collective best economic interest to try to get those mortgages fixed and keep those people in their homes. You know, and let's have some compassion, too. You know, we all make mistakes.
Bair says many lenders, brokers, and homeowners made mistakes. But at this point, it helps no one to point fingers. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.